Translation. Persons devoid of Atma Tattva do not inquire into the problems of life, being too attached to the fallible soldiers like the body, children, wife, etc. Although sufficiently experienced, still they do not see their inevitable destruction.
Yeah. The same word is being continued. Apushtatam Atma Tattvam. Those who are blind about Atma Tattva. The science, the spiritual science, the knowledge of spirit soul. So, these persons, those who are blind, those who are accepting this body as the self, like cats and dogs, their description is given here again. That they are bodily, beginning from bodily, I am this body. I am American, I am Indian. I am this, I am that. Deha and then apatva, children. and Kalakra, wife. First of all, one deha, one body. Just like this child is only one conception. Yes, I am everything, this body. Gradually, when one grows, becomes youthful, there is sex desire. Therefore, finding out the opposite sex, kalatra, wife, or girlfriend, or boyfriend. So, kalatra adi, making the center, kalatra. Then, atma-sense, we increase our attraction to this material world. This whole material world is based on sex desire. Pumshan seva means nibhavami. Everywhere, either in cat society, dog society, human society, bird society, beast society, anywhere you go, even aquatics, seas, insects, flies, ants, everywhere you'll find the attraction, sex attraction. This is the abhiras. Everyone is trying to get some test. So this is the beginning of test. We have got attraction, natural attraction. Punishantya, missing you have this material world, is simply attraction of the sex life. So when they are actually unite in different ways, but they must unite, either in a legal way or illegal way, they must unite, because the attraction is there. But human civilization, they have given some law, not like cats and dogs. Just like in the morning, in the street, we saw as the dogs were enjoying sex life. So, in human society, that kind of sex enjoyment, although it is now actually being done, in the Western countries, I have seen it. You see, in some public park or in beach, they don't care. They can just like cats and dogs. No human civilization. So, for human civilization, there is some restriction. They allow marriage. That is, a civilized way. The fact is the same. But in a civilized way, there is. But civilized or uncivilized, as soon as there is sex life, then the attraction for material world immediately increases 100 times. When one remains single, the attraction is not so strong. But when they unite, the attraction becomes very strong. Because to maintain a wife, you require room, apartment, griha, which is called griha. So therefore, they are called grihastha, one who lives in a griha, in a house. Everyone lives in a house. We are also living in a house, this temple. But grihastha means living with wife in the house. Na griham griham uchyate, grihini griham itahu. Simply, grihastha does not mean to live in a room or a house, but to live with a wife, grihini. So, then we require apartment, a room or house according to our position. Then, we require some land, but producing food. Now they don't require land for producing. They require something else. some slavery or some work in the factory, but formerly everyone used to have a possess a piece of land for producing food. Kshetra. Griha Kshetra. Then when there is marriage there will be children, Suta. Then there will be friends also, relatives, Suta Apya. Griha Kshetra Suta Apya, then Vitta, the central point money. So, as soon as they are united, immediately these things will be required. Griha Kshetra Suta Apya Vitta. In this way, the attachment for this material world increases. Atat Griha Kshetra Suta Apya Vitta Janasya Mohoyam. Moha means illusion. What is that illusion? I am this body and I belong to this material world. This is my society, this is my country, this is my wife, this is my children. This is illusion. Why illusion? Because these are false things. Nobody is your wife, nobody is your children. They have simply assembled together by the waves of time. Just like you have seen in the waves of the river, so many straws assembled together. And again, on the waves, they separated. One straw goes, this way another straw goes. Three. You see? So, this is position. We, by our karma fall, by the reaction of our karma, we artificially assemble there. In a family, in a society, in a country, in a community, in a nation, like that. And after a few years, by the waste of time, everything is separated, you go somewhere, you go somewhere. This is right. Therefore here we say, the Vihavata Kalata, those who are blind to understand the self, those who are not realized, self-realized, satpat, avasatamasatattam. Those who are, because human being, human life is meant for understanding atmatam. Arhatam brahma jidyasa. This life is meant for understanding what I am. But then lost, they are all intelligent. They are thinking like cats and dogs. I am this boss. I am America. I am India. I am Brahman, I am Sudha. And they are busy in that business. Just like cats and dogs, they are busy. I am dog, I am cat, I am tiger, I am bull, I am this, I am that. So, human society has also become like cats and dogs. The same conception, body conception of life. Because apasatam apatattam, he has no knowledge of self. The Bhagavad Gita begins therefore, this self-realization. Dehinasmin jathade, smindeh, this body, contains the dehi, really, the proprietor. So such person, apasatam apatattam, they are simply busy with all these things. Body, and children, and wife, and relationship. We have a kalatra visu, because through kalatra we increase. Three means we experience. Three. Three, one accepts. Three, wife means to expand his relationship. As soon as I get one's three, one family becomes my father-in-law. And in relation to, I got my family, and she has got his family. We combine together, then boy, children, then get them married. In peace, relationship, he is my brother-in-law, he is my father-in-law, he is my father, he is my brother, he is brother's brother-in-law, father's father-in-law, that's right. Arjuna was saying, how can I kill them? They are all mine. The same, as the ordinary man has thought, so Arjuna is playing the ordinary man. That's right. You are thinking, here is my brother-in-law, here is my brother, here is my nephew, here is my father-in-law, here is my grandfather. How can I keep? So, but they will kill. Nobody can protect. But we have personal enough of setting that I have my father, he was killed. He's gone, dead and gone. So I'll be also dead and gone, and my son will be also dead and gone. So why we are depending on these things which will be dead and gone? Nobody will live. Nobody will live. Take big leaders. In our country or any country, they are a dog in nationalism, cannot give up the post of prime ministership, presidency, or leadership, even great leader like Gandhi. He was always, he got harassed. I wrote him later, Mahatma Gandhi, you have got respect as a religious personality. If you don't bother, if you take preaching this thing, what I am doing, preach Bhagavad Gita, you are also a lover of Bhagavad Gita. No, even after getting sarad, he was implicated. Unless he was killed, he would not do it. Everyone has to leave it. Voluntarily or by force, but they will not leave it voluntarily. This is the disease, material disease. Everyone will be forced. We cannot leave here forever. They are making very nice arrangement. Nice house, nice kingdom, nice city, nice bank balance, nice society, nice community, nice nation. But they are missing one point, that any moment I shall be kicked out. Any moment. There is no guarantee. Parikshit Maharaj got 7 days time that he shall die in 7 days. We have no even 1 second's guarantee. This is our position. But still, we are so much attached. Vihapattva palatradi su atma sannesu. Everyone is thinking, I am very comfortable at home. I have got my wife, I have got my children, I have got my grandparents, I have got so many things, I have got my nation, community, I am secure. Why thinking like that? Pramatya madness. That is described. Pishati paye jano moti channa hai. Mayagrasta jiver sei gatha upali. Ghostly haunt. Everyone of us is mayagrasta. One who is under the influence of this material energy, just that, exactly like a man who is ghostly hot. Ghostly hot. Perhaps some of you have seen a man ghostly hot. He talks all nonsense. Similarly, the Mayagrastaji, those who are in this material, too much absorbed in the body, the concept of life. Without any self-realization. Everyone is thinking like madman that these things will give me protection. Because he has become mad, pramatya. Pramatya, tesang pramatya nidhanam. He was fighting with soldiers, that's all right. But if you know, all my soldiers will die, then what is the use of your fighting? Or you take some means that your fighting will be victorious. No, they do not know. Pasyang nidhanam pramat, tisang pramatta nidhanam, pasyang labin apasthati. Seeing every moment, anyahani lukani gacchanti jamamandina, sikha sitamichanti kimasat jamat. Yudhishthira Maharaj was inquired, what is the most astonishing thing in this world? Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was very advanced, spiritually realized thing. He immediately replied, this is the most wonderful thing, that everyone is thinking that I shall leave. ahanyane bhara lokane gacchanti. He's seen every moment that somebody has died and he's going to the crematorium or to the somewhere else. But he's thinking that I am sure, I am acceptable. This is the most wonderful thing. And the same thing is repeated here. Tisham nidana pasannati na pasati. They're closing the eyes. Till end. They cannot give you any protection. Suppose you are now very happily situated, say for some years, at most 100 years. Not that, more than. Because your, this body, in this material world, especially in this age, cannot live more than 100 years. Or even. And people are dying nowadays, 60, 70, 8 years old, very old. But time will come in this age, that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. If one lives from 20 to 30 years, he will be considered as a very grand old man. Yeah. That time is coming very soon. Of course, it will take time because as the Kali Yuga is increasing, people are becoming more and more pramatya, more and more animal life. So, their duration of life naturally is reduced. They are not human beings. They will be mrityas and javanas. So, Krishna will come at the end. Mlecha nivaha nidhani kalavati karavalam. Dhuma ketu niva kima pritaralam. Kesava dhita kalti sarira jaya jagadish. At that time, Krishna will not preach. Because we will understand all mlecha, just like now it's been also. Such a nice quarter. Nobody is interested. Nobody is interested. If you ask them, please come here. We are discussing Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Just try to understand self-serving. No, this is nonsense. What is this? I shall die and everything is finished. This is what I am saying. Even at this time, the Kali Yuga has passed only 5,000 years. And when the duration of the whole Kali Yuga is 4,32,000 of years. Out of that, you have only passed 5,000 years since the battle of Kurukshetra. Now, still the balance is 4,27,000 of years. Just imagine, after 5,000 years, you have become so much deteriorated. And what will happen after 4 lakhs of years? The people will reduce to some small stature. Because they learn the properly said. It's like at the present moment, the stature of the body is reduced. It's reducing. One my German god brother in 1934, when he came, and he was very, that Sadananda. So, he was very lean and thin. So, I asked him that you German people, I understand, they are very robust. Why you are lean and thin? So, he told me that in my childhood, in the First World War, the ration was controlled. Only children, we could get fat, butter. He showed his list was this quantity only once in a week. So unless people can get sufficient food, how the stature will remain? It is reducing. Now there is no rice, there is no ghee, there is no this. In this way, rice will completely finish. No more rice. No more wheat. No more sugar, no more milk. These are stated in this one verse. So if you don't get all these things, then how your body will be developed? It will be used just like. At that time, Erandati Dhrumana, the castor seed tree will be considered very big. Erandati Dhrumana. So these things are coming gradually. But it's still, Brahma, people are mad at the same thing. What is that? Behalf of Sarpalatradi. Who? He had to maintain this society, agency, family, country, community. And there is fighting, there is rivalism. Because when there will be shortage of food, shortage of everything, then there will be naturally fighting like cats and dogs, killing. People are indulging in killing even his own son, above son, because people are degrading, they are killing like him. So that is the reaction. In the womb, the man, the person will be killed. Reaction. Why so many abortions are taking place nowadays? Because the child which has come into the womb of the mother is sinful. He has done previous lives so many killing. Now, he has to be killed so many times. He has to be killed so many times, as many times he has killed other poor animals. This is the law of nature. It's like in the state law. If you kill somebody, the state law will kill him life for life. Similarly, God's law, even if you kill one ant, he will be responsible for it. And he will have to be punished. They do not know this. They do not know this. They think that I am very well situated. I have got very good parents. I am born in a nice nation, a community, a society. I have got wife, my children. They will give me protection. They will not give me protection. Nobody will give you protection. You have to protect yourself. Everyone is responsible for your own work. Nobody will be responsible for your work. Therefore, the next verse, Krishna, Sukadeva Goswami, is asking Parikshit Maharaj that these things will not give you protection. Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Hari Ishvara Srotabha Kirtitabhasya Smartabhasya Ichatam Abhayam. Abhayam. This world is bhayam. All is fearful. Aharamita Bhayamita. These four things are bodily requisition. We need to eat, we need to sleep, therefore we require house or apartment or room, and we require food, and there are senses of which the sex sense is very strong, ahara nidra, bhaya. And we are always afraid, therefore police is there, the government is here. These things are bodily adjustment. And if we depend on this, so-called nation, community, friends, husband, wife, children, that will not give us protection. The protection is here, because Parikshit Maharaj, at the point of his death, his question was, what is my duty? What is my duty? Now I am going to die. People do not know him. What is my duty? Now I was prime minister, I was this and that for life. Now, death is coming, it will take away all my possessions. Immediately. Whatever I acquire, that you have created, you know. That will be considered. Bhagavan says that, mrityu sarva harasyaham. The rascal, if they do not believe in God, that's all right. But I will appear as death. Who cannot believe? Who is that bold man here who can say, I don't believe in death? Who can you say? Is there any bold man? He can say now like madman that I don't believe in God. That's all right. But God will appear as death. He'll have to believe. That you cannot avoid. Therefore, they are promoted. If I say, I don't believe in God, then what is the government's heart? You will do something wrong and it will be caught up, you will be arrested and you will be punished. You believe or not, it doesn't matter. Similarly, if this person says, I don't believe in God, then you can say, like madman, but God says, yes, he don't believe, just like Hiranyakashipu. He did not believe in God. So when Vishnu appeared to kill him, he had to believe. Therefore, we have to take shelter. Not of this family, not of this nation, not of this community, our children, our friends. No, they cannot give us. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Ram Sarva Bhutana. I am the only friend. Bhoktaram Jagatavasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. Sri Ram Sarva Bhutana. These rascals, they come as my friend. These blind leaders who cannot give protection himself. He becomes friend. He gives me advice about nationalism, this is not, that is. But he cannot give himself any protection. How he can give me protection? This is intelligence. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami, Tasmad Bharata. He cannot depend all these foolish things. That is not possible. Now prepare for death. It is very nice. Varyane Sate Krishna. Your question is very nice. To whom shall I take shelter of? Shall I take up shelter of Krishna? Yes. Tatma Bharata Sarvatma. Krishna is Sarvatma. He is situated in everyone's heart as friend. He is a real friend. He is giving me advice. He is leading conference, which is a good instruction, counsel. He said, don't be material attached. Sarva dhammān parityaja māmekam, come to me. Just become, surrender to me. I will give you protection. I will give you intelligence. No. I reject. I don't want it. I have got my friend, I have got my nation, I have got my community, I have got my wife, I have got my children, I have got my grandparents. Why should I take protection with you? This is Pashtanakinapasati. The rascal does not see that these things will not give you protection. Therefore, the advice is Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Hari Ishvara. They do not know that Sarvatma, although Krishna says that I am Sarvatma, Krishna says, Khetra Gancabhi Manaviddhi, Sarva Khetra Subhara. In the chapter, Khetra, Idam Sariram Khetra. This body is Khetra, field of activity. And one who knows, I know, you know, everyone knows, that this is my body, I am not this body. If you think deeply, if you see our finger, my thing, my head, it is not I head. But they think that I head, I body. Not I body, my body. This is not. So, everything is clearly said. And the preliminary knowledge of spiritual life, Bhagavad Gita. The Khetra Manchati Manaviddhi. There are two Khetraga. Khetraga means the proprietor who knows about this. Idam Sariram Khetram. And one who knows this, he is Khetraga. So Khetraga means I, you, individual soul. But another Khetraga. Khetraga means I know about the pains and pleasure of my body. You know the pains and pleasure of your body. But I do not know the pains and pleasure of your body, neither you know the pains and pleasure of mine. This is individual soul. But another super soul is, that is Krishna. Sarva Kshetrishu. He knows your pains and pleasure, my pains and pleasure, his pains and pleasure, everyone. Sarvata. Therefore, Sridham Sarva Bhutana. He is actual because he is present with you as friend. This is confined with Upanishad. Two birds are sitting on the same tree as friends. One is eating the fruit, one is simply observing. Anumanta, that is stated in you. Upodrashta, Anumanta. Anumanta. Anumanta means he cannot touch any fruit of this world without the sanction of the super soul. Therefore he is Anumanta. If you say, then if he is giving me sanction for any action, then how I am responsible? No, he is not giving. Because you are insisting, therefore he says, all right, do it. At least. He is insisting, sarvadharmān paritvaja māme kaṁsaṁ. Simply sarna, he is insisting that. But you are insisting in a defiant way. I want to steal, I want to this, I want to this. But he, Krishna knows everything, so this rascal will do. All right, do it. At your least. Anumanta, upadrashta, and he remains witness. Because you have done this, now you suffer. Now you suffer. Christian party said, do not believe in karma. So, in our childhood, I know a student in Scottish Catholic College, Calcutta, we had to attend the Bible class. So, one professor, Dr. Rajkumar, he says that if I am suffering the result of my past karma, where is the witness that I have done this bad or good? But he had no knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. We also at that time did not know, we are not very interested. But later on when I read Bhagavad Gita, here is witness. Upadasya Anumanta. Here is witness. But facial witness, not only of this life, but many, many lives past. He knows everything. Vidham, Samiti, Tash, Vartamar. He knows everything. That is Krishna. He knows everything. What you have done, or what you want to do. Everything knows. But in spite of all this, because Krishna is your friend, most intimate friend. That's it. Just like father becomes friend. There is no better friend like father or mother. Naturally, they will never advise the son anything for his, suffering. No father will be. Even the father, he is a divorce. He will never advise his son that you do this. No. No. Similarly, Krishna is the father of everyone. Everyone. How he can give wrong advice? He does not give. He is only friend. Sridham Sarvam. If he takes shelter of the only friend, the just friend, that will give us protection. Not anyone. Everyone has got some self-interest. So therefore, here is the advice is, tasmād bhārata sarvātmā, bhagavān, pari īśa. All these things are given. Sarvātmā, he is situated in the one heart. He hasn't got to go somewhere to search him. He is within him. Īśvara sarva-bhūtānā vidyate. Simply you have to become sober to hear from him. He talks with devotee. Non-devotee, he gives sanction immediately through the nature. Ishara sarvabhutanam vidvesha arjuna, he is sitting. But he is giving sanction through maya. Because directly he is not giving sanction. He doesn't want what you are doing. He doesn't want. That's like a son is insisting father give me 200 rupees, 20 rupees. And if father knows as soon as he gets 200 rupees, he'll go to wine shop and spoil his life. He doesn't want to give. But when he's insisting, he says his mother, give him 200 rupees, let him go to us. This is right. This is like this. Let this rascal go to hell. What can I do? So all these raptures come forgetting Krishna's suffering in this material world. And he's thinking that this behalf of Tripalatraji is giving protection. This is rapture. This thing nobody can give you protection. Only Krishna. Therefore Sukadeva Goswami says, Tatmad Bharat. Bharat. Bharat means he is the descendant of King Bharatampara, under whose name this whole planet is called Bharatvarsha. This is Bharatvarsha. This planet is called Bharatvarsha because formerly it was ruled by Maharaj Bharat. The son of Rishabhdev. Therefore it is called Bharatvarsha. So, this Maharaj Parikshit belonged to that dynasty, Bharat dynasty. He is addressed as Bharat. Sometimes we find Arjuna is also addressed as Bharat. Vidur is addressed as Bharat because they belong to the same family, Bharat family. So Tasmad Bharat, my dear king, Sukadeva, Parikshit Maharaj, Tasmad Bharat Sarvatma, Sarvatma, Krishna is everywhere. Don't think that Krishna is only Goloka Vrindavan. No, Goloka Evam is Sati Kapilatma, that is God. As you are sitting here, you are not sitting at home. That is finished. But you are limited. But Krishna, he is sitting everyone's heart. Still he is in Goloka. The Mahavadi philosopher, they, another kind of fools, they think Krishna like us. They consider that if I am sitting here, how can I sit everywhere? They think that Krishna is like me. Avajananti manamuha. Manasintamuvasi. These rascals, they think Krishna like himself. Because he is sitting one place, he cannot be anywhere else. Similarly, Krishna also, if he is in India, he is not in Europe. That is their idea. And therefore Europe and America say, sometimes they say, Krishna is Hindu. Why Hindu? He says, Sarvajoni Sutante Asambhavantinu. Ahanu Vijapadati. I am the seed living father of all different forms of life. Krishna claims that he is, therefore, because he is the father of all living beings, therefore there is a response from Europe and America. Otherwise, what connection they have got? They have got their Jesus Christ or something else. But, why they are attracted to Krishna? Because actually the father is the, Krishna is the father not only of the human society, of the bird society, beast society, dog society, cat society, everyone's father. Sarvajoni. That is Krishna. Try to understand Krishna. And if you simply try to understand and little understand, then your life is successful. Janma parma me bhimam vijana asitattva. Takta deham punarjanma neiti, ma neiti ko. Simply by understanding, even little, your life is successful. Sarvama piyasa dharma satyati mahatubha. Mahatubha, this is bhaya. They do not know what is bhaya. Fearfulness. They are very proud of becoming this and that, but they are not afraid of death. How much painful it is. And if you are sinful, then you will be allowed to enter in the womb of your mother, and your mother will kill you. They are not afraid. They are so respected. These risks are there. So, make your life in such a way, tapta deham punarjanmanti. Don't enter into the mother's womb. Punarjanmanti. Then, go directly to Krishna. That is such a sort. Thank you very much.